The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, that's, well, I was going to say a little clue. It's an obvious clue. Fiacna O'Brien of Hot House Flowers is with me for the Thursday interview this week. Fiacna, how are you?
I'm doing great. I mean, first of all, congratulations. I know it's been on all the headlines of all the News Talk news bulletins. I heard it myself on the way in here. The Guinness Book of Records.
I'm telling you.
How does it feel?
Oh,
Kieran?
It's amazing. It's amazing. I tell you, we got the certificate. And yeah. Younger people won't remember because I think it's been off air for about 25 years. But the TV show, do you remember Record Breakers?
The Record Breakers. Roy Castle.
Roy Castle. Yeah. And then Chris Akabusi and, oh, your one from Bucks Fizz used to present it with him as well.
Yeah,
they were all on it. And, it was a great show.
Fantastic.
So anyway, we got a great kick out of it earlier. It was great fun.
I had to start by congratulating you and Andre on that.
Thank you very, very much. We really appreciate it. Actually, you know, in advance of kind of our chat, I was thinking about it as I was driving up today and, I was conscious we're in this the Spotify Wrapped season. You know, it's what everyone was talking about last week. What's your Spotify Wrapped? Are you having a kind of a pirate punk summer or whatever algorithm or the AI they use describes these things? And I just wonder, to what extent has the industry changed since the Flowers brought out their first album? When was that?
88.
Yeah,
87.
How different is the industry today compared to then?
Well, I mean, I suppose back then there was, you know, the MP3 did not exist. You know, iTunes didn't exist. People went out and bought records. People, you know, I suppose the equivalent of streaming in a sense was taping the music off the radio.
Yeah.
You know, sticking a little cassette into the thing and pressing play and hoping the DJ didn't ruin it by talking over the intro or the outro.
I say it to him every time I meet him, but I still have so many Fanning's Fab 50 with Dave talking over the starting end of
the
songs.
I thought you were going to ask me about my own Spotify Wrapped. Myself and my wife are laughing about our Spotify Wrapped.
Well, what was it?
Mine is the number one is the Game of Thrones soundtrack, the first piece of music which we use to lull my dear son to sleep.
And then
later on in the Spotify Wrapped, up pops Taylor Swift, which is the school run with my daughter. So it's got nothing to do with me at all.
I saw somebody describe it as it should just be called, instead of Spotify Wrapped, Honey, the Kids Have Ruined My Algorithm.
Exactly.
You know, it's what it is. Is it hard? Would you hate to be starting out now with the kind of the world as it is and kind of having to make it on Spotify?
There's two sides to it all. I think starting out now on your own, I mean, the whole record business and the notion of how to make a record and the mechanics of making a record have become entirely accessible and demystified to any young band starting out. If you have a laptop and a microphone and a great idea, you can make a record. And not only that, you can put that record out via independent distributors, you know, DistroKid, or there's any amount of them, CD Baby, who will put that record out onto Spotify, Tidal, Deezer, iTunes, or all the digital outlets. You can get yourself out there. But there are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of new songs going up on all of these platforms every day. So you've got to still be brilliant.
Yeah.
That's really, at the end of the day, you've got to be great. You know?
So does that make it, is it a better place then now compared to the late 80s because of that accessibility?
In some respects it is, because I think that the feeling of anything is possible is there. And that's a really important sensibility to have as a creative person, because that is the instinct that drives you in the first place. Anything is possible. We can change our world with an idea. And that's a very powerful idea. And whether that idea is a song or a painting or a poem or a book, doesn't really matter. You know, you're putting your own heart and soul into something, and you're distilling it and you're making it pure and you're making it relevant to who you are in the first place. And that's the most important thing. It has to be true to yourself in the first place. And I think that's what then speaks to multitudes.
And it's interesting because the temptation from some maybe who had made it in the world as it was is to kind of lament that world doesn't exist anymore. But then you strike me, and your kind of career path strikes me as somebody who always welcomes the kind of sense of continuous reinvention. Is that fair?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think the Hot House Flowers wouldn't have survived were we not like that.
Yeah.
You know, we reinvent ourselves every single night. I was just explaining to you before we came on air how we don't use a set list anymore. And
when was the last time you went on stage with a set list?
I think about 20 years ago, which is ridiculous. But it's somebody described it. We played in Bangor last weekend at the Courthouse in Bangor. Two nights in the same venue, but two entirely different shows. And people came up to me afterwards saying, it's a bit like watching a jazz band, you know, where you're kind of trying to find a new pathway down an old avenue or something like that, or trying to reinvent the song. Not out of all recognition, because that's not what we do, but it keeps it. It means that no two shows are the same for us, you know, and that's exciting. It's exciting for the person who comes to the gig, and it's exciting for us when we step out onto the stage.
Who needs the most corralling? Who goes wandering off down Boreen's and you've got to kind of play them back to kind of something recognisable?
I couldn't possibly name any single member of the band, but there'd be no prizes for guessing.
How much have you enjoyed working with Tom over the last couple of years? Tom Dunn.
And of this very parish,
which is why I ask, and Alan O'Connor, and you've been doing all of this stuff on the road again.
Yeah,
and people will be listening to you on Spotify and listening to you in person.
Right. We have just released our Live at the Pavilion album, which is now on Spotify. And that is something that came together by accident, very organically. Myself and Tom know each other. We're pals for almost 40 years, which is ridiculous. But when the Three Arena were putting on the first show post-pandemic, Tom, Something Happens and the Hottest Flowers and Jerry Fish and Nick Kelly from Fat Lady Sings and various others were all brought together with the Irish Chamber Orchestra to perform in the Three Arena. Mm. And in order to promote that gig, we were invited in by Ray Darcy over on RTE Radio 1 to come and talk about it. I was the only member of Hot House Flowers available on the day. Tom was the only member of Something Happens available. And we spoke that morning and said, will we do something? We should do something. We should sing something. And we both have a shared love for Willie Nelson. And we felt that On the Road Again thematically was very appropriate. We're getting the show back on the road again. And we came up, we did so. We did On the Road Again. And then we did a Christy Moore, a song that we discovered through Christy Moore called John of Dreams. And we harmonised and we clicked and we came away from it going, we've got to do this again sometime.
Yeah.
And we haven't looked back since. It's been great fun.
Willie Nelson was the second song on my Spotify Wrapped.
Is that right?
Yeah, Poncho and Lefty.
No way.
The second song on my Spotify. The first one was my children listening to Maroon 5.
Right, okay.
On the way to school in the morning. The Live at the Pavilion album as well, the playlist or the track listing as well. I mean, there's great variety in it.
Yes. Yeah, I suppose what happened after what Tom describes as our keys in the bowl moment where both of us happily married to other bands, but nonetheless we're allowed to sort of
For people listening, I asked Fiacnagh during the ad break when he came into the studio, I said, what gigs have you coming up? And it was like listening to a man trying to remember what mistress he's going out with next. He go, God, is that What a Night Am I? Is that with Tom? With Liam and the Law? God,
what
on
what
my
excuse thing. Am I going to give Liam to tell him I'm not available?
What if I send him a text and it's meant for him? Oh God,
relationship status, it's complicated. We have tons. Well, the Flowers have got three shows coming up after Christmas. We're up in Gweedore on the 27th. We're in Derry at the Guildhall on the 28th. And on the 29th, we're over at the Theatre Royal in Castlebar. Mm. And then Tom and I are playing actually next Saturday in St. Peter's in Balrothery. And then on the 4th of January, our first gig of the new year is in the wonderful venue in Balbriggan called The Lark. Yeah. The amazing new venue there, which I think has won some award for being best venue in the land.
Yeah, it's a Vicar Street venue, I think. Is it somehow connected to them? I think it might be, but it has a panto on at the moment. Yes. Our own Henry McKean was at the other night. So, and he said it's an amazing venue.
Yes.
Actually, and then proof positive, I think Tom is gigging with Something Happens in the set in Kilkenny, slap bang in between both of those gigs.
That is absolutely correct, and I believe he's doing Whelan's as well. And I saw he was opening for the Undertones there just last week in the Olympia. And then the Flowers are also playing in Dublin Castle on New Year's Day for the New Year's Day Festival.
Is there a point in your musical career you'd like to go back to if you could?
Oh, goodness me. God, that's a great question, Kieran. I mean, there are many places I'd love to revisit and maybe spend more time in. I haven't been to New Orleans over the years. Has been a city that I really enjoyed staying in and making music in. Mm. And there was something just about the rhythm of that place and its people that spoke to me, and I got to hang out there quite a lot and played at Jazz Fest with Michelle Shock, not with the Flowers. I'd love the Flowers to get back there and let that rhythm get under our skin again, or indeed myself and Tom and Alan. But in terms of going back to a place, I tend to look forward.
Yeah,
you know?
you don't kind of regret not having made decisions
at all. I mean, if you do, I kind of give myself a slap on the wrist and say, look, you're lucky to be doing what you're doing. Now keep going. Keep doing what you're doing.
Without regretting them, are there sliding doors moments kind of where you think, you know, had kind of things happened a different way in a particular night or a different gig went a different way that the career might have gone on a different trajectory.
I mean, I guess what we called time out, but it's 30 years ago that we called it, and we took a year off in 1994.
Yeah.
And I guess the first chapter of the band had got to a point where the ship had to be put into dry dock and we needed to get a few scrapers off and get the old barnacles off the hull to make us seaworthy again. And that took more than a year.
And was that just kind of a collective fatigue or was it?
I think it was. It was called and it was... It was, I suppose, catalysed by the fact that Liam lost his dad.
Yeah.
And I think it gave him the strength to be able to turn around to the rest of us and say something that I think was on his mind for quite some time, which is, I need a break.
Yeah.
I need to take some time out of this. And sometimes, you know, we were on a certain trajectory at the time. But I think had we not taken that break, we mightn't be playing together anymore. So the fact that we did and we all went off and sort of shed some of our dependence on the band as a unit and we were able to bring new energy and new life experience to each other after a year, 30 years later, that's still working.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's great to hear the enthusiasm is still there to such a degree.
Huge time. I mean, we gather around one another before every gig and we give each other a big sort of hug and it's probably where I caught my cold last week. Peter arrived up. Anyway, we won't blame any particular one member.
He was the typhoid Mary.
Yeah, listen. But we do. We kind of say, well, you know, living the dream is one of the catchphrases that comes to mind all the time. And it is. You know, after...
Was there a point at which you realised that? Do you know that you kind of realised, God, we are so privileged to be able to do this. Or had you the wherewithal kind of even as a young man to know how privileged you were to be out gigging in front of big crowds?
Nearly every night we play. We played in Vicar Street to a full house just about 6 weeks ago. It was 1,500 people in Vicar Street, a stand-up crowd, isn't it? And it was an amazing show and all our families were there and you know, generations of our, you know, friends and families. Mm. And to come out of that, we've just sold out one of the finest venues in Dublin after all of this time, without having a new record out, without having any big machine behind us, just on the merits of being who we are.
And yeah.
That's a great thing, you know.
Well, lots of fans. Daz says, the hottest flowers from my first ever live gig at the National Stadium. And somebody else says they're looking forward to seeing you in Ballyrothery on Saturday night.
That's so myself, Tom and Alan. Fantastic.
The past and the future. Fíochna, listen, thanks a million.
Always a pleasure, Kieran.
Yeah,
thank
really
you.
Enjoyed the chat. Fíochna O'Brannon from the hottest flowers, of course, on the road again as well with Tom and Alan. And you can listen on Spotify. You can, get your Spotify Wrapped set up in good stead for next year if you give a listen to that album. It is available now live at the Pavilion. Fíochna, good to see you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.